Jeremiah 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. In the 13th year of Josiah's reign, it came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. Before you came forth from the womb, I set thee apart and I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. A prophet to the nations. Jeremiah, you shall go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee. He touched my mouth and said, behold, I've put my words in thy mouth, Jeremiah. This day I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, tear down, to destroy, to throw down, to build up, and to plant, says the Lord. My son, I've called you as a prophet to the nations. Now go, do my word, says the Lord your God. Speak to the nations of the earth, says your king. My son, in this day I'm calling you to be a prophet to the nations and the peoples of the world, says the Lord. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, you see, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds, casting down imaginations and arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of our God. Thank you. and I will hasten my word to perform it. Out of the north, saith the Lord, an evil calamity shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land of Jerusalem and all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, who have forsaken me. They've burned incense to other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. Can you hear? Can you see? Do you understand me? Says the Lord your God. I am annoyed with thee. You have not followed my commandments. I've given you this land and such blessing from sea to shining sea. Why do you put yourself at odds with the word of the Lord who's given it all? Why do you make your neck so hard? I'm gonna have to break them so you fall so hard. Thou therefore, Jeremiah, gird up your loins, get yourself ready, and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. For today, Jeremiah, today, my son, I have made thee a fortified city, an iron pillar. Wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah and their princes and their officials, and against their priests and against the people of the land. They will fight against you but will not overcome you, for I am with you, says the Lord. I will deliver you, and I will surely rescue you. This is my promise, declares the Lord, 'cause I will fight for you. I will fight for you by the power of my Spirit, says the Lord. I will fight for you, and I will see you through. By the power of my Spirit, I'll deliver you, my child, says the Lord. Thank you. There is coming a day of judgment for all those who've turned back on me. You who have built up your own fortresses, folded your hands and proudly said, "That's me. Who do you think you are? Where do you think the blessings of your land came from? Who do you think has given you it all? Who do you think that you can compliment and thank and say, 'It's because of God that I have got it all'? But you don't understand. You don't see my hand anymore, though your forefathers said grace and thank you, Lord, for this food. But you don't remember me, you don't honor me, you don't thank me. This is not in thee. Somehow it has gone away from you. Why do you turn your back on me? Why do you take out Calvary, replacing it with Easter bunny things? Why do you say, 'Children, do not say Jesus is the way, the truth he is'? Well, why do you take me from your schools? Why do you think that I'm a fool?" says the Lord. It's coming back. It's coming back on you. As surely as I have in the first place given it to you, it's coming back on you. It's coming back on you, says the Lord. For you, America, are playing the fool. Raise up high places. You raise up temples that are against the Lord. In your desire to be appeasing and tolerant of the nations, you have let it infiltrate thee like a Trojan horse or a virus coming into thee. You allow a virus to come inside of you and attack all your immunity systems, and AIDS has come upon you? Would you allow an evil potion that was dwelt and built by witches and sorcerers and abominations to be drunk inside of you? Would you allow it to come in, a cancer inside of you, to eat you from the inside out, and you don't even know it's there? And worse, you allowed it to be there. Worse, you invited it there. Worse, you said, "Come, make your home right here in our land. Come into my house," you said to the strange man and woman. They played the harlot upon you. They played you for a fool. You didn't even see the hand of the devil was in it all, saying, "America, I'm coming against you, right inside of you. I am the Lord, and I tell you these three things I hate. When you turn your back on me and my word you utterly forsake. I brought it to you. The pilgrims landed here and said, 'God's will be done.' It's true, a land of liberty and freedom and abundance here in the Western. I say I'm giving it to you, O Lord. Give it back to you." And they declared this land was for the Lord. It's true. But where has it gone? They take it out of the textbooks, the schools and the history books. Where do you see this land of America? Jesus for you. Jesus, it's for you. Where do you see it in your schools? You've taken it out and said it's not convenient in this time, 'cause we are a nation of tolerance, a nation that will welcome infiltrations and demon habitations, infestations. Come, America, don't you see? It's not been long, but you turned your back on me, and I won't stand it anymore. Can you see what I'm telling you? I've sent my prophets and my pastors to speak the truth, but you don't even see it when it's on prime time in front of you, says the Lord. You don't even realize it on the game shows I've given you. Do you know your Bible? Do you even know the books therein? Do you even know who was David the king? Do you even have a clue who is Israel? Do you even know the history? Have you even read about heaven and hell? Do you even know who is Messiah? Jesus Christ came to the earth as God's sacrifice. Do you even know that he rose from the dead? Well, in a few days you're supposed to celebrate. But who are you running around like fools in the White House saying, bunny rules, bunny rules, let's make Easter eggs, and come on children, and let's pacify this thing inside that says Easter, Esther, Ashtaroth. Don't you understand what it's all about? No! You think by painting bunny's eggs that you're satisfying this thing inside that craves, but you'll never fill it, 'cause it can't be, 'cause it's a void that's come from me. Only I, the Lord, can satisfy you. Come, America, get back to my word, get back to the truth. It's there that Christ died for you, and I am declaring it to you, says the Lord of hosts. I am the Lord of armies, all are in my hand, and I can send from the north, from the south, east, or the west, I can send kings, battles against thee, if I think that it's best, says the Lord. Says the Lord, there's still time if you will get on your face and cry. in repentance and say, oh God, we have left you high and dry. Come, there's time, says the Lord, if you will ask for my mercy, I will grant it, and I will relent of this doom that I have prepared for thee, I say. America, with the power of your spirit, Lord, touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father, oh precious God, touch America. Touch America with the power of your spirit, Lord, touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father, oh precious God, touch America. Though we are a nation, Lord, so blessed with your presence and your power and protection and your grace, we must never take for granted all the mercies of our Father. So today we come anew to seek your face. Touch America with the power of your Spirit, Lord, touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father, oh precious God, touch America. Touch America with the power of your Spirit, touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father, oh precious God, touch America. Touch America with the power of your Spirit. Touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father, oh precious God, touch America. Father of creation, hear the cry of our nation as we fall upon our faces and pray. In brokenness of spirit, Lord, we know that you will hear us. Lord, forgive our sin and heal our land. Touch America with the power of your spirit. Touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father. Oh, precious God, touch America. Oh, touch America with the power of your Spirit. Touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father. Precious God, touch America. Father of creation, hear the cry of our nation as we fall upon our faces and pray. In brokenness of spirit, Lord, we know that you will hear us. Lord, forgive our sin and heal our land. Touch America with the power of your Spirit. Touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father. Oh, precious God, touch America. Touch America with the power of your Spirit. Touch America with the wonder of your name. Touch America with the love of the Father. Oh, precious God, touch America. Precious God, touch America. Oh, precious God, touch America. I will hasten my word to perform it, says the Lord. I will hasten my word and see it shall be true. So gird yourself, my son, I am sending. Be it done to me, O Lord, according to thy purpose and thy plan. I am but a child in your hand. Who am I to declare, thus says the Lord? Do not say, my child, that you are young. Do not say, I've not walked this way before. For I have given thee the words of life, my son, and I have placed my anointing on you, a double portion of my spirit. The mantle came down from heaven and you received it. So go to this nation that I'm calling you, and remember, says the Lord, to all nations I am calling you. So go, sing, play, and prophesy, for I am the one who will send you. I'm by your side. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, says the Lord. For I am with thee, says the Lord. I will deliver thee, says the Lord. So be it. So be it, Lord, unto me according to your word.